What has to be clarified, what's being suggested is that the that the question really is about what exactly is happening in Masa Umatan. When we talk about the so-called opinions that each person expresses, is it just an opinion, or is it more than that? Does it have some halachic status? This is a very good approach. And if you say that it is not just stam an opinion, but it has a halachic status in terms of being a psak, then of course you're going to have to ask yourself, so what's Gemara then? What takes place at Gemara then? Isn't that when he offers his psak? Because you go around again and you ask each person, what do you think? So what exactly are we saying? He passed before and he has a chance to pass again? Is that what we're saying? And how does it work? You see clearly from the one who was Malame Chov that he could be Chozer. So whatever he did during Masa, whatever a person did in Masa Matan is not something which is fixed in stone. It's Gemara Din. Once there's Gemara Din, then you have another issue. Then you have to bring him back. Then the question is, can you bring him back? Because now you really have a psak. So we are using the term psak a little bit ambivalently. Most people would say that when did the Bezdin paskin? Gemara Din. Dealing with the Ran now, the Ran wanted to make a connection between this and what we've already learned. That a person that was found innocent in court, Mishnah Static Bedin, they can't, and they realize they made a mistake. And it's not a mistake that's Stuka Modimbo. They can't bring him back because Naki Vitzadik Al Taro. That he's a Tzadik means he was found righteous. In judgment, whether it's true or not, we don't know, but that's a status. Now the Ran wants to connect that to this point, that just as he can't be brought back, even in error, so too, a judge who was Mulame Tzchus, the side which disagrees with Rav, so too, the reasoning would go, a Dayan who was Mulame Tzchus, even if it was an error, cannot rescind it. It's the same idea. Unless, of course, they add the point, they're following through, unless the Dayan can show that the mistake that he made was a davish at Stuka Modimbo. Because that, we say, is not even valid. Not even valid. This gives us a certain insight into the way he's learning the position. The problem with that is that it's not exactly the same thing. Because Naki Vitzadik Altarog is talking at the Sanhedrin as Paskin, and this confers a Shane Tzadik in the Gavra, which protects him. Now, how far are you going to go? Are you going to tell me that when one Dayan offers an opinion, it confers a certain shame in the Gavra? That's going to be a little bit tough, because I think I explained yesterday. So what do you say? This one says Chayiv, says he has a shame in Russia. This one says Tzadik, and the various shameless are sort of battling with each other. That's hard to accept. So how do you make that connection? If you want to use that as your basis, how do you make a connection? Yes. What the Rav is saying is that it's not just limited, it's not just the halacha, according to this man Yama, in the shame that's created, that's produced in the nidong, but it's in the psak, it's in the cause. That's the effect, but the cause is a hora of schus, a psak bezdin with schus. So he wants to say that the halacha in the Mishnah, that malamed a schus, eino chozer umalamed chov, because of v'hitzilu, it's based on v'hitzilu. And it's similar to the idea of Naki Vitzadik. It means to say that it's a din in the hora, the schus. You want to use the term sak, I prefer to use the term hora. That's a simpler step. Because you can't use opinion. It's very difficult to say opinion. What's the, because what's the status of an opinion? But it's clearly a hurrah. He's engaging in hurrah. The other thing is that, well, we'll wait a while and see whether it's psak or not psak, because psak seems to be associated when the Gemara is in, when they, seems to be final. But whatever, I'm not ruling it out. I don't think you need to say it at this point. If it's halach and the horah l'schus, then once there's a horah l'schus, that's a legitimate horah. So Bezdin can't remove it because of Hitzilu. So then it would make sense, even at the time of Gemara Din, And Gemara Din, it becomes finalized. Gemara Din, it's the finalization. And then it becomes part of the Psak. Or you want, again, if you want to say that it was a, that it has the status of Psak, that each Dayan, this is what's happening, each Dayan paskins. And then, in conjunction, then you have the majority. And the majority defines the Psak, really it's the Sanhedrin that's paskining. It's not this Dayan or that Dayan, because one Dayan or two Dayanim can't give him the death penalty, it's the Sanhedrin. Yeah, but it comes about through a Maisa Horah. So therefore, that's Allah in the Maisa Horah, that a Horah L'Schus cannot be rescinded. If that's the case, so then it would follow Afilu B'Shas Gemar Din. You're right, and Gemar Din, according to this, what's the difference between Masu Mat and Gemar Din? It would only be for those who are Lechav. And that's not a problem. See, because it's true that when they were Malamek Chov, so that was Horah too. That's a Horah Lechav. You follow? But as long as Bezdin hasn't concluded the case, they could change that stuff. There's nothing, well, the judicial process itself is set up, the way it's set up is you have Masu Mata, and they can deliberate, and if you didn't have this thing of Vitzilu, because Vitzilu is an extraneous factor, but in terms of the Mishpat aspect itself, and that you see apply even in Dinei Mamonos, the way the case is set up, you have Masu Mata, and you have opinions. And it's not just not an opinion, it's a Horah, it's true, it's a Horah. As we will see, you have to say that. But you can change your Horah. Nothing, because, why? Because it's not over yet. There's no Psak. There's no final, but Psak, I'm talking about the Psak of Bezdin. So you have the individual Maaseh Horah of the individual Dayanim, but then you have the Psak of Bezdin. So until Bezdin has reached a Psak, and that Psak has consequences, the individuals can change their position. So they just reject. They can reject. They can reject their original Horah, and they can change it. And that would really be true, insofar as the process is concerned, that would really be true of a one l'schus too. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to change from schus to chov, even in Masu Matan. Except for the factor of v'hitzilu. Well, now we have a new thing, v'hitzilu, that the objective is to save him. That's what's holding us back over here. So therefore, because of the phenomenon of v'hitzilu, so we're increasing the possibilities of schus. That's the whole idea. It's the whole idea according to everybody, even to those who say that it's only limited to Masu Matan. The whole idea is to increase the possibility of schus. Honestly, what he's saying is, yeah, the way we increase the possibility of schus is that once you found the whole role of schus, you don't want to lose it. That's it. That's it. You're finished. You did your job. You found the whole role of schus as long as it's legit. As long as it's legit. And what makes it legit? It's not a mistake that on the Dovish Astuka Modembo. Maybe it's true. Well, certainly good. We don't care about true anymore. We mean halachically legitimate. So it's halachically legitimate. And that's it. So then it can't be removed. That defeats the entire purpose of trying to save him. We're trying to save him. That scene in Vinoki Vitzadik Al-Tara, the Mishnah Tzadik Vidin. You see? And what's the Tzadik Vidin? The Tzadik Vidin means that he was found innocent in court, even if in reality he's guilty. So that breaks itself down to the individual schus. If you have a schus for the person, that's it. You don't continue. That's part of the single. Question is being raised, at least the way I understand it, that once you have an overwhelming majority, say 20 people, the first 20, you don't have to go that far. You can say the first 15 also, whatever. The first 20 have said schus. At that point in time, do you continue the Masu Matan? Now, if you mean, do you proceed to ask the other three Dayanim what their opinion is? Because you could say, what's the difference what their opinion is? It's 20, you have 20 people, so even if all the remaining three say guilty, it's still going to be innocent. Sort of like, you don't play the bottom of the ninth. If the home team is winning, at the end of the first half, you know, the other team, the visiting team, sorry to use a baseball analogy, Lahavdil obviously, but just to describe, to illustrate, they don't play out at the bottom of the ninth because there's no point, even though a game is supposed to be nine innings. But at the top, if the home team is winning and after the visiting team had its last chance in the top of the ninth, and you're winning, so game's over. You don't play the bottom of the ninth. It's pointless. That's just by way of description and analogy. If that's the question, if that's the question, that once you have 15 or 20 l'schus, so there's no point asking the other three, so let's just let them go, what would you answer to that? First of all, the answer is simple, because we don't paskin, we paskin like Rav. We paskin that all these 20 can change their opinion at the time of Gemara Din.
Right, but we're talking about the other...
But according to the other side, of course you would have to ask everybody, because 20 people can't paskin a case. You've got to have a Sanhedrin, and a Sanhedrin is 23 dayanim. So each one has to state his position, and then you had he was judged by the Sanhedrin, and then you could tally the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin would be 23. Then you go by the vote. How many voted this way? How many voted that way? And then you have a Gemar Din. Maso Maton is, I guess, loosely deliberation up and back, which means that the individual states his position. His position is not just his conclusion, but his reasoning, what he bases it on, his source, and how he understands it. And of course, it's obvious others can question him on that. It's the whole point. And if you heard it, let's say you just stated your position, and I had questions, I would question it. And let's say you got the pasuk wrong. I'd bring out a chumash or whatever. I would show you got it wrong, or your reasoning. You're missing something, or I didn't understand the point, or your logic. Of course they could debate up and back. It seems the other side does not agree that this is based upon an extension, so to speak, of a Naki Vitzadik. That it's halach in the Torah per se. That it can't be removed. That the Torah per se cannot be removed. But rather, he learned it something. Yeah, that's halacha. That halacha is halacha v'naki v'tzadik. Everybody agrees on v'naki v'tzadik. Rav is not questioning that. But v'naki v'tzadik is halacha in the psak din of the Sanhedrin, which creates a chalos in the gavra, and that affords him a protection. So it's two different things. It's not halacha in the individual horah. So what's going on over here? When the Mishnah says that Malamed schos enel chozer malamed chov, and it's only limited to mas umatan. It means to say that I would say it's a halacha in the mezaka. Once a gavra defines himself as a mezaka, because it's based upon the tzilu. What does that mean? The shaftu v'hitzilu. There's a chiv of v'hitzilu, but the v'hitzilu has to work within the framework of v'shaftu. You can't just make up stories to say them. What it means is you have a chiyuv to be mahapech b'schuso. Mahapech b'schuso, to dig in, to investigate, to dig deeply and search for his chus. So that's a generalized chiyuv. And it's expressed itself in two ways. One way is that once the person has found the chus, once he's found the chus, so now he has a chiyuv to mahapech b'schuso with regard to that position. He can't take a different position. Why? As Rashi explained, because as a result of that, he'll be mahapech b'schuso. Now, failure to do so, you can't say. But what about a person that didn't find the schus in the first place? That's not a breach in being mahapech b'schuso. He just that's v'shaftu. In the framework of v'shaftu, he came to a conclusion. He didn't have a schus. So how is it expressed by him? It's expressed by him that he had permission to abandon that position and to look for another one. That's mahapech b'schuso. You see, he's not bound to his position of chav. But once you took a position of schus, which means to say there's a possibility here, there's a certain level of reality, you were more l'schus, so now if you would abandon that position, that would be a violation of yitzhak. So it's an obligation to be mahapech b'schuso. So that exists. You see, this phase of the proceedings is the one in which there is the obligation to be mahapech b'schuso, deliberations. So once that's concluded, once you are mahapech, that's the chiyuv. As a result of finding a schus, as a result of being a moral schus, You can't abandon that. You see? Because that would be a violation of Yitzilut. Because since you did find the schus, there's a possibility. It's only you. Only you can determine it. I can't. I don't know. I can't read your mind. So therefore, your mind saw something. So since your mind saw something, we tell you to keep looking, keep looking, keep looking. It's like you're looking for something, for a clue. You're looking for a body or for a missing person. And we're all looking, so we're all looking. But you say, I think I saw, heard something in that forest. I think I saw something. So you go there. You have to go there because you're the one that heard it. Then only you would be able to keep looking. You have the chiyuv to keep looking, so to speak. That's what it means by b'hapei poskuso. But that's chal. That's chal on you as a result of the fact that you became a mezakeh. So that's the way Rav is learning. So that phenomenon exists as long as we're in the process of deliberation. However, when it comes to Gemara Din, it's a matter of psak. It's a matter of psak in the sense that this is final, the finalization. With this maisa psak, which is going to determine the outcome, the shame of the gavra, now you have to go by psak. Now you can't paskin in accordance with something that you don't regard as being true. That's the halacha in psak. You see? So in terms of the original hora'ah, where each person offers a hora'ah, but it's not final yet, because it's just masa mata. So the hora'ah does not become final until Gemara Din. B'shas Gemara Din is when it joins together. Now it's part of the whole Beis Din, operating together to achieve a tzak of Beis Din. So at that point, it's different. That is to say, in terms of the deliberation, since you define yourself as being a mezakeh, you have a chiyuv to mahapir poskuso. That's the halacha. It's halacha on the gavr shel mezakeh, not in the chefta shel hora. But b'shas Gemara Din, that's psak. When it comes to psak, it's got to be MS. That's for shaftu. You see? So the way it works out, the shaftu, the tzilu, well, the Vitzilu part is to be Mahapech Peschuso. But that exists only when it's deliberation. When it comes to Psak Din, it's Peshaftu. I mean, if he's not convinced that this is the Psak Halacha, then he has to go in accordance with what he regards as being the truth. He's not allowed to Paskin otherwise. If the basic Halacha over here is that it's a Chiyuv to be Mahapech Peschuso, and who is that Chiyuv Chal upon? The Mezakin. Who else? It's to begin with, it's all upon everybody. But if you've deliberated, and the first time around you express your opinion, you've thought about it, and you think he's guilty, so you can't. So how can I say you have to be mahapech pesuso? Yeah, I do say mahapech pesuso. How am I saying that you can be mahapech pesuso? You can rescind this, and you can think of others. I can't. You can't force a judge to take a position. That doesn't make sense. The Mahatech Peschuso expressed itself with regard to those who found him L'chov at first. Because they can, we tell them, keep an open mind. You can change your position. But we can't have a specific tzura, a specific form of Mahatech Peschuso. However, if someone has taken a position of Schus, so then we tell him, you must stick with that position. And strengthen it, and amplify it, and then work with that position. Because that's Mahapech Peschuso. There's a greater, since you found him, since that's your hunch, that's your intuition, that's your understanding, you have to stick with that position. But if the entire din is a din in being Mahapech Peschuso and searching, so then that's during the search. But when it comes time to the Gemara then it's the conclusion. That's a different phenomenon. You can't apply this rule anymore. And say that you have to be mahapech pesuso at this point, that doesn't make sense. Now you have to paskin. And at this point, that's it. Everybody's free, and the court paskins in accordance with what it views to be the din, because it's already fulfilled the hitzilu, the shaftu v'hitzilu. Now you have to have mishpat. The other position held differently. The other position apparently goes further, but they're learning it differently. They're learning that it's in the framework of Naki Vitzadik Altaro, that it's Allah in Bezdin, that since there was a Hora L'Schus, once he's Mora L'Schus, that takes on the status of being a psak. It's an individual hora, an individual psak, and it can't be rescinded. That's a dinim mechefza. So if that's the case, as far as he's concerned, he paskin already. So stop thinking about the case. That's it. For you, it's over. Once we have a vote l'schus, we can't, you see, which is litzo. It's not just a bit in the final shame of tzaddik, but it's any it's an entity which creates the shame tzaddik that can't be removed. The issue that divides them is the interpretation of the halacha in the Mishnah. That's what you have. Those are the facts. Umalamed chus, eino chozer, umalamed chov. What kind of a halacha is this? Is it halacha in the chefza, in the chefza shel hora? And that's one type of a. So if that's the case, it'll lead to a certain conclusion. If it's a din in the cheft, it's not a din in the gavra. That is to say that it's unchangeable. That once you have a horah l'schus, so that's it. It remains with us. We can't throw it out of the proceedings. Well, no, it's not a din in the horah. It's a din in the gavra. Shall die on. If it's within the gavra shall die in, so it's a different halacha. It means to say that he's obliged to be mahaber pasuso because he found the schus. So if you're going to take that position, then the logic will conclude that at the kishas gemar then it's something else. That's it. This is only something which is going to be limited to the masumata. Coming back now into the Ran, I think I can understand the Ran a little bit more clearly than we've presented it until now. Where he's explaining the position of the one who argues with Rav, and he says, "Uchri alfinim in vinoki v'tzadik al tarog." That's what he said, that it's related to that concept. Hachanami nema b'chol echad v'echad meha bezdin. So too we will say about each and every individual of the bezdin. The kivan shenizdakeh al pi dinzeh, that since he will be found innocent, exonerated, in accordance with this din, e'ef shalachzor, v'liton olav chova. It is prohibited for him to change and to be towing l'chol. What I think he's saying is that there's two dinim in v'naki v'tzadik al taro. Of course, that it's the chalos tzadik in the gavra. Yeah, but there's an isser on the bezdin to be chozer. It means to say that there's an isser in the bezdin that once it was a mizdaka to be chozer from schus. So that's what he's saying. That this man Yama holds that the Isser on Bezdin is not just an Isser on the Bezdin per se, but it's an Isser on every Dayan. It's a halacha in the Dayanus. That once you would dan l'schus, a din l'schus, once you preferred a din l'schus, you can't be chosen from that din. That's the position. So if that's the case, he can't even be shas gemar din. Because in effect, in order to paskin at the gemar din l'chov, he's got to be chozer from his psak din l'schus, and that's an isser, not just an isser bezin b'chlal, but an isser in every dayan.
You mean once he's
according to the Ran, the chain works beautifully. That we learn from Naki v'tzadik al tarog that the bezin has no right to be chozer from a psak din l'schus. So now the question is that applicable only to the psakdin of the bezdin as a whole, or is it applicable to each and every particular ma'isa horah, each and every particular psakdin of a dayan? That once he was dan l'schus, it's aser on him because this is something as a result of which he'll be a mizdak ebedin. This will create the shame tzaddik, so he can't retreat from that because he's impeding the creation of the shame tzaddik. That's the side according to the Ran of the one that disagrees with Rav.